Happy Monday, everyone. It's 1:02 a.m. on Monday, February 5th. What a day. What a Super Bowl. Once again, Patriots do not disappoint. They contribute to an all-out offensive slugfest in a game that only saw one punt. How about that? What a game. Everybody's going for it. Lots of fun to watch. Something about that game, well, it rung true. I'll tell you what it was. I was rooting for the Eagles. I certainly was. I love seeing Brady lose. And so I was going for him, and something happened in this game, right? The Eagles, I thought, were a better team the whole year. I really thought they did deserve to win, even though they lost their quarterback. And I was pulling for him, right? And it started to make me think about an analogy to what's going on in Washington, right, as well. Here's what I was thinking, okay? So, toward the end of the game, Nick Foles threw a ball to, I believe it was Zach Ertz, for a touchdown. He catches the ball and then dives into the end zone and then, you know, bangs the ball into the ground when he dives into the end zone. And it creates a play where they have this weird rule in the NFL that a lot of times it looks like the receiver has caught the ball, and then when he goes down, the ball comes loose, a lot of times reaching for the goal line. So he crosses the plane, but then the ball comes out when he hits the ground, and they call it incomplete, or they'll call it like a touchback for the other team sometimes when it goes out of bounds. It's a terrible rule that you feel like the guy crossed the plane and had possession, he should get credit for a touchdown, but the rule sucks. It hurt Dallas 1 year in the playoffs, and it hurt RG3 in a game once for the Redskins. I remember seeing it happen once. So I thought, when they went upstairs and took the commercial break after that touchdown, I thought they were going to call that back because it did violate the rule that the player was like still in the process, making the move, caught the ball, reached for the end zone, lost it, never had it in the end zone, you know, after he hits the ground. So therefore, I thought they were going to call it incomplete. They didn't do that, though. They let it stand. And it's one of those where even the announcer was kind of saying how he thought that they were going to call this back because he knows the role. He's seen this play out many times before. I can't remember who it was. I feel like it's a Jim something, but Jim Nance? I don't know. No, probably not. The point was, as I saw that, I was like, wow, the NFL kind of like overruled one of their crappy rules finally. Is they said, that's such a crappy rule, and it's a great play. The guy scored, and we don't want to take it away because of our terrible rule, so we're just letting it go. We're saying he had possession on the catch, and it's good. And I thought, well, awesome. And the Eagles won. Brady still had a Hail Mary to try to almost tie this thing up at the end, but it didn't work out. Brady fumbled on a possession to come down, and the Eagles recovered. That did happen in under a few minutes left in the game. That was it. That was good. Anyway, so the officiating where they overrule one of their crappy rules by doing what the public finally wants, or what we need to do, it made me think about what we need to do in Washington, right? There are old rules on the book that are terrible rules, or at least if they're not rules, they're habits, or they are, what's that called? Their customs that we're used to observances, where you don't indict a sitting president, where you don't lock up a sitting president, things that you would think, why should one person be above the law? Well, it's an old archaic, it's not even a law in the books, but it's an old archaic way of doing things. And we need to be able to react accordingly now and deal with this mess we've got in the White House trying to destroy everything. And it's time to indict him. It's time. He's trying to tear apart the country. He's doing it through the Republicans. I listened to a discussion with Trey Gowdy. CNN had a pretty extended interview with Trey Gowdy, one of the senators who was very pro-Trump. Well, his language is a little more different now that he's not running anymore. And he wasn't speaking like someone I was afraid of. He wasn't speaking like a co-conspirator. He was really laying off. And I think that the tide's turning, and Everyone needs to support it. If Congress won't impeach, we will indict. We the people will indict. And if we got to put a boot on the president, keep him in the White House, keep him in the West Wing, then that's what we need to do. We need to represent that we will stand for law and order. And there are moral just, there are individuals that make up our government and make up this country that are the fabric of our society that will stand up and we won't allow this. And if he goes on his firing spree and tries to get rid of everyone, we need some NFL officials out there to overrule his bad calls. To overrule his bad, he can't fire Rod Rosenstein. And he can't fire Rod Rosenstein either. Both of them are safe. He can't do it. If he does it, we agree that there isn't cause. We the public see there is not cause, and we do not accept it. It is clear obstruction of justice, and we immediately indict him. You walk down there and you arrest him. Somebody has the authority to do it. Somebody must have the authority to do it. We need to do that. It's not okay what's happening, and it's time for the people to take a stand, because every day that goes by that we allow him to crap in our outhouse, but that'd be the appropriate place to crap. He's crapping in our above ground pool in the backyard. That's what he's doing. And he's like, with his little orange crap floating around the pool. Because that's what Putin's telling him to do. And he owes him a lot of money. I don't know why they don't just release that information. Why don't we just tell, I guess it's classified information. You can't just go running around being like, the president owes $1 billion to do what you make. Yeah, it's probably classified information. I'm sure it is. It's also kind of public. It's all over the place. If you look, there's a $285 million loan here to Kushner. There's a $350 million federal filing here from a few years ago. Yada, 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 yada. This stuff exists. Who do you think lent him the money? Who's the only person he's nice to? He likes Israel and he likes Russia. That's it. And he likes porn stars. That's where his money's going. So, it's time for us to wake up. It's Monday. I'm sure the president wanted to watch the game. I bet he had money on, I don't know who he had money on. He probably would have money on, but he probably would take two bets with two different bookies and take the one that paid him and tell the other guy to F off. Probably try to bet on credit. That's his style. That's not what we need in the White House. We need empathy. We need compassion. We need someone who knows how to put himself or herself in others' shoes and see how the world appears from a different perspective. That's the kind of person we need. One with empathy. One who has a propensity for looking at all sides of an issue. Not a one-minded narcissist. If not for any of the other 100,000 reasons. Let's stop arguing about him muddying the waters. Yeah, let's stop protecting ourselves. Let's stop allowing him to go on the attack and make everyone defensive all the time, which is his strategy. Ironically, in a Super Bowl that had nothing but offense, what won? You know what won? Well, defense actually won. Getting Brady to fumble. You know, defense of the Eagles actually won eventually. But their offense also won. This was a game where offense really mattered. And you had to go for it on fourth down and make plays like Foles did. They deserved to win, the Eagles. And they were also on offense a lot. They were on offense half the time, too. So how about we as America go on the offensive in the legal sense and do what should be done here when somebody continues to commit crimes in our face and wave his finger? And that is indict him. Indict him for obstruction of justice. And if he pardons himself for obstruction of justice, then he is free to talk all about the obstruction of justice he was doing. And then we have this real impeachment discussion. I don't know how long this would all take if you indict, and then he pardons himself right away, or I don't know how it would work. But at least if you indict him, it moves people toward knowing that Congress has something to hold their head on when it comes to impeachment, meaning, all right, he's already been indicted, even if we're not going to indict him for all the money laundering yet, or all of the, God knows what else is there. There's so many other things you can indict him for. Obstruction. This is a conspiracy against the United States. if you just want to do obstruction before you even get to the main course and cause, then let's just do obstruction. It's so obvious. You fired Comey for the Russia investigation. The Russia investigation affects him and will infect him and his whole family. So that's why he did it. Obstruction, done and done. Indict. I think we're ready. I'm not Mueller. I'm not as smart as Bob Mueller. I don't know what Bob Mueller knows. Is he waiting for a reason? Is he waiting for the Congress to impeach? Is he just continuing to do his investigation? Does he have a master plan in mind? Is he sitting and watching this crazed seal flop around on the beach? The freaking orange seal flop around all over the beach. Is that what he's waiting for? I don't know. I mean, every new person he fires is an additional account in the obstruction case, right? I don't know. I think Bannon's got him on obstruction with his interaction with Bannon and testifying. Comey, the Andrew McCabe pressuring stuff. He's pressuring Chris Wray to fire people and tell people to do stuff. That's also tampering with an investigation. There's all this stuff. It's time, because he's causing too much damage every day. We only have so many days on this earth, and spending them with Trump as our treasonous president is getting old. And it's time we go on the offense like the Eagles do. And then we play defense when we need to. But we go on the offense because we need to score more points. Because if the FBI's approval rating is dropping, because all the president is doing is screaming about the FBI, even though the FBI is doing what they should be doing and is holding strong. If that's going to happen, the FBI needs to go on the offensive with indictments. Because clearly, the four people charged that have pleaded so far, Manafort, Flynn, Gates, who's turning right now, and Papadopoulos, apparently the Republicans do not care. Do they not? They keep saying there's no Russia investigation. You got four people that have either pled guilty or are indicted that are, yes, related to the Russia investigation. Give me a break. Unless Carter Page is, like, cooperating or something. Carter Page is a weirdo. But he's not out there doing that stuff without having talked to the FBI and been in trouble. Now, so, I mean, come on. It's time to get out there and say, hey, we have stuff to indict the president. I don't care what he does. Let's stop trying to pretend that we know what he's going to do. We know he's going to try to fire everybody and get off. So let's charge him, and if he keeps trying to do that, at least it's nakedly obvious. Now we're seeing how obvious and how easy he is to predict what he's going to do. He's coming up, this is his MO, this is how he does it. He tries to eliminate his opponents, doing whatever he can, using whatever rules or even against the rules, and everything he can. He tries to push the responsibility of stuff that would get him legally in trouble onto the heads of others, by like having Nunez craft a memo and release classified information. Like, since when is that not a crime? Nunez should be charged as a co-conspirator in this obstruction of justice and conspiracy against the United States. He is facilitating a defense for the president that is not a good defense. He's taking classified information he was explicitly told not to release and releasing it to everyone. How is this not a crime? He is a Snowden in progress. What the hell is going on? He's so much dumber than Snowden now. Like, why are we allowing this? I don't know. I feel like Mueller is kind of just sitting back like, are you really going to commit these crimes in broad daylight in front of every single C-SPAN camera on Earth? What is wrong with you people? But that's what they're doing. It's crazy. So how about we exercise the law? And if we're going to worry about how they're going to squirm, fine. The law, morality, the safety and security of the country are all on our side. The side of law and order, the side of both Democrats and Republicans, ironically, in our major systems of justice and our intelligence community and the ages that are populated with people who are lifelong employees for the most part and not simply politically appointed hacks. And we need to support them as we should. It goes without saying. So I'm supportive of an indictment this week. That's a goal for Black History Month. Was how about in Black History Month, the shortest month of the year, we end up indicting the president before the 28th. We've got like 23 days to go. These things always take longer than I think, but we're done waiting. We are done with this. It's been a year. We let that guy do a State of the Union speech with his dentures. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, ugh. No wonder our reputation has fallen so much in the world. I feel like our government isn't acting on behalf of America right now, the part that's run by Trump, and it all has appointees. I don't think that appointing people to run the EPA who sue the Environmental Protection Agency, I don't think that that's going to help our water supply. I don't think that's going to keep us healthier. Why do you think it's one of the worst flu years of ever? Because we're dirtying up our food, we're dirtying up our water supply because we're not checking things anymore. We've allowed everybody to pollute. We're selling public lands to be mined. Something's ridiculous. We should be using alternative clean energy instead of mining and destroying our environment. Who wants to destroy the American environment? People that don't live in America. That's who. The people who want to just make money off it. All the things he's doing are to aid our enemies and not us. And you can't look at them through that lens. There are so many of them. And the picks he puts in, we've had enough. It's time to indict and deal with the consequences. They're gonna fight back, fine. We're in the right side of history. And so you fight it and you stand strong, and that's what we need to do. So just like the Eagles, because we deserved it, we will overrule these ridiculous archaic laws that shouldn't have been in existence in the first place. There would have been riots in Philadelphia if they'd overturned that touchdown and the Patriots came back down and won the game. They really would have. I think I've driven through Philadelphia and seen kids standing on top of cop cars. It's pretty crazy. It would have gotten ugly. I don't know how ugly it's going to be with the wind, but I don't think it'll be that bad. We'll see. Anyway, that's a podcast for Monday morning. I'm getting it out early. And I thought last week was going to be crazier than it was. I can't imagine this week's going to be tame. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be a real big week. So, Kim Raymond's out.